So on this day in history, this is the day in 1870 that Christmas, the Christian holiday of Christmas, became the federal holiday of the United States of America. On this day in 1894, many people look at the beginning of the militant trade unionist movement in this country. Members of the American Railway Union under Eugene V. Debs, who then ran the Socialist Party and ran for president of the United States many times, in solidarity with the Pullman strikers, would not cross the line and went on strike with them. Dozens of strikers were killed in the course of that strike. But it was a one of those days that people look at as a seminal day in labor history in America. On this day in 1934, this is the day that W.E.B. Du Bois resigned from the NAACP, left his job as editor of Crisis magazine. And he left because at this moment in his life, he did not agree with the push towards integration. He wanted a separate society and left. Then he began really studying socialism and communism and went through a whole other transformation, one of the many, many multiple transformations that the great W.E.B. Du Bois went through in his life. This is the day that if you bank at a credit union, 1934, President Franklin Roosevelt set up those credit unions. And this is something to think about. 1956, Congress passes the National Interstate and Defense Highways Act in 1956 that led to the construction of 41,000 miles of interstate highways over 20 years. So here's a Congress that could plan for infrastructure in America over a 20-year period, put the money there, put tens of thousands of American workers to work, and build a system that flourishes. To this day, we might have a disagreement over what highways do to us, but whatever, they built the system. Today, we need to think about, can we build an infrastructure for America that puts hundreds of thousands of workers together, builds new businesses, and creates new America? So we should look at this our day in history and think about what happened then in 56, what could happen now, close to 60 years later. This is a day in 1963 that President John Kennedy, Ich bin ein Berliner, when he stood at the wall of East Germany and said, I am also a citizen of Berlin in 1963 on this day. And let's get through this so we can get to our guest. Two more things here. This is the day Martin Luther King went to Chicago, moved to Chicago, started a movement on the west side of Chicago. No church would allow him in. No church would allow Martin Luther King into Chicago to speak and use it as headquarters, except for the Reverend Shelvin Jerome Hall at the Friendship Baptist Church invited him in. And he was known as a great leader in Chicago for civil rights. It was the only church to allow King in 1967. And it was on this day that two FBI agents and a member of the American Indian Movement had a shootout in Pine Ridge. FBI agent was killed in that shootout. And Leonard Peltier, many people think wrongly, was convicted of these murders. He's still in jail serving a sentence, as our Eddie Conway was. And so it happened on this day. And it was on this day that Muhammad Ali retired from boxing. And that will be our day in history. We have much more we can talk about when we get to our programming. And for the rest of this day in history, please go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. We'll be right back.